The EV startup Rivian will meet the press today at the LA Auto Show, likely facing tough questions about how it plans to do what has been next to impossible, successfully launching a new car company from scratch. Rivian will debut its electric SUV today. Yesterday was all about the companion pickup, culminating in an event for Rivian investors and other VIPs at LA's scenic Griffith Observatory. GLT's Ryan Denham was there and spoke with several of those VIPs, including Normal Mayor Chris Koos.
For a company that spent much of the last 2 years staying quiet, last night's launch event at the scenic Griffith Observatory in LA was a bit of a callback. The crowd of investors, Rivian's inner circle, and other VIPs wore headphones for a so-called silent disco, with music playing as the quiet R1T rolled out in front of them in the LA skyline. It was more theatrics for a newcomer to the car business.
This is our Rivian R1T. And what we wanted to really illustrate with this music and the headphones here is the ability to have fun, the ability to generate some excitement without making noise. And the vehicle you saw came up silently. It's an ideal platform to go out and enjoy nature. When you're out there driving, whether it's on a mountain road or a back trail, you can hear the thing running.
Here with Mayor Koos, we are 2,000 some miles away from home, standing at the Griffith Observatory overlooking Los Angeles at this Rivian launch event. So why are you here tonight, and how'd you get out here?
Well, I came as an invitation from Rivian, and it's kind of a culmination of a couple of years of work that we've done as a community to help Rivian establish their manufacturing in Normal. I flew out Sunday, thank goodness, because if I'd tried to fly Monday, I wouldn't be here because of the weather.
Well, you've seen these vehicles in all sorts of iterations over the last year or so, kind of a prototype and in various versions. And then today, the actual vehicle itself, the pickup truck debuts. So what did you think when you saw the finished product?
You know, I was really blown away by the fit and finish of the product. You know, the earlier ones I saw, all the things that they talk about today were incorporated in the prototype vehicles years ago. But now this is the finished product, the culmination of what they're trying to do. It's a very sleek vehicle. It's a very practical vehicle in terms of the way it's built, you know, easy to clean, easy to maintain. I think they're on a home run here.
In our community, at least, I think back when Rivian first came on the scene, late 2016, looking to acquire the plant, looking for some from tax breaks to do so, there was a little bit of a healthy amount of skepticism in the community about Rivian. They were sort of an unknown entity, a company without a lot of background to it. But at some point, I sense that has flipped. I think it seems like more excitement or at least enthusiasm about Rivian. I wonder from what you hear talking to people, when did that kind of flip? Do you think that from that skepticism to, I don't know, more excitement?
You know, I think there was a lot of concern in the community about what is this? Is it real? And I understand that. That's that Midwestern practicality, you know. We're not Missouri, but we still have that kind of show me attitude about things. And I think when the teaser video came out, that was a tipping point. It's like, okay, now this is real. This is a real thing. And then what came out today just verified that. And, you know, they took a path of saying, we're going to be very quiet, we're going to be very silent, but we're going to do our due diligence and do our work to have a world-class product. And that's what they've done.
There's a lot of investors. I mean, some of the big money that's behind Rivian, a Saudi conglomerate named Abdul Latif Jamil, a London-based bank, Standard Charter, Sumitomo Corporation, a Japanese company with an arm in New York. A lot of money behind Rivian. So what did you guys know back in 2016 about how well capitalized this company was? And did you have any sense that they had enough money behind them to get to tonight where they're about to reveal this thing?
We didn't have that sense, but what we did have this was the sense that they were going to be able to do this. You know, they came to us with some early financials, which we vetted, and they had significant dollars behind them, but not enough to build a car out of the Mitsubishi plant. But as things developed and the new investors were revealed, it became pretty clear that they had solid backing.
Well, when Mitsubishi introduced its electric vehicle, I mean, the town of Normal ended up getting some for town use, town departments, town staff. Do you anticipate the town of Normal ever acquiring a Rivian truck SUV for actual operations for the town?
Well, actually, we've ordered one for the town, yes. And I think it's important for us as a community to show that kind of support and showcase that vehicle. That's what we did with Mitsubishi iMEVs when they first came on the market. We got some on loan. We took them to public events. We had told people, here, take it for a drive. You can do that. And I'm sure we're going to do the same thing with Rivian. I mean, the story is so compelling of what they're doing, and the product is so unique. People have to touch it, feel it, and drive it to really understand what it is.
Do you have any sense of what the town's going to do with that vehicle that you've ordered?
I don't yet. Could be the mayor's car, but I doubt it.
A part of the story that is a little bit undertold, it seems like, is the jobs, the manufacturing jobs that could be coming to Illinois as a result of this, especially in light of today's news about the General Motors plants being shuttered, a couple in the U.S., one in Canada. What if you could talk a little bit about that and what those jobs can mean to the town of Normal?
Well, the jobs that are coming are going to be high-tech jobs. And when I say high-tech, I mean high-tech manufacturing jobs. The day of somebody running a punch press or a drill press, those days are gone. That's all automated. But the people that program that and maintain that and calibrate that, that's where the jobs are. But I think the other important thing about Rivian being in the community is the people internationally that come in to visit Rivian, to do business with Rivian, maybe set up as sub-suppliers for Rivian, get to see what a unique community we are. And I think there's potential to grow on that.
What do you think we are with charging stations these days? I see them in a lot of different places. ISU, where I work, Uptown Normal, there's some. Do you sense that there's going to be more of a need for EV charging stations, not just because of Rivian, but everything else that's happening in the EV world?
Well, I think there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 53 charging stations in Bloomington Normal right now. So per capita, we're killing it. You know, there are probably more charging stations per capita in Normal and Bloomington than there are anywhere else in the United States. And I think as people start to embrace electric technology, and not just Rivian, there are other companies that are doing this as well, that technology is going to be more embraced and it's going to be needed.
Kind of related to a part of the Rivian kind of business model is autonomous driving. The first vehicles they're going to be launching, I think, are going to be Level 3 highway autonomous, which means essentially you can take your hands off the wheel, you still got to be sitting in the car, and you probably should be paying some attention on the highway. Level 4 and Level 5 could happen too. From the Town of Normal's perspective, is there any sense that you might raise your hand to things like the Illinois Department of Transportation? They have this new Autonomous Illinois initiative where there are communities that might be open to having testing happening in their town or in the vicinity of their town. Do you think the Town of Normal could be a testing ground for autonomous vehicles? And has that really ever been seriously broached?
Well, actually, it has been broached. And in partnership with Rivian, we are talking to the state about making McLean County a test site for autonomous research. And what's interesting about Normal, McLean County, Bloomington, is that you've got a little bit of urban, you've got a little bit of suburban, and you've got rural, and there's plenty of opportunity to test autonomous vehicles under different conditions. And Rivian is the one that is excited about that. They see that as a real potential to test that product in a lot of different scenarios.
Reporting from Los Angeles, I'm Ryan Denham.
Among the luminaries at the Rivian event at the Griffith Observatory was singer Rihanna, who is dating one of the family members of the Saudi conglomerate that is the major shareholder in Rivian. You can listen to Rihanna here on Diamonds on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, and you can follow along with GLT's exclusive coverage from the LA Auto Show at WGLT.org/Rivian.